Ohio.
We interrupt the Marketplace Morning Report for the opening market report with Aaron Curtis. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Kimberly. Markets are mixed here this morning, mostly higher overnight, but have turned mixed here as we head towards the main part of the morning here. Still a few folks around the globe celebrating Easter Monday, so volumes are a little thinner than normal here to start the week, but been pretty quiet. Corn continues to see pretty decent support around this 480 mark on May corn, and May beans continuing to kind of trade along that 100-day moving average level, which comes in around 1042 today. That's just under today's high here so far. Export inspections will be out this morning. Crop progress out this afternoon. Some decent progress around the Midwest late last week. Of course, rains over the weekend are pretty good. Swath of rains up through Texas, up through Missouri. Going to keep those areas pretty wet. Looks to be a little warmer here to start the week, and maybe a few more rain chances here later this week. So we'll continue to keep an eye on crop progress overall. The dollar was sharply lower here this morning, still is, crude down a couple bucks. So that offered a little support to the market here this morning as we continue to watch the dialogue between the Fed chairman and President Trump here with the Fed meeting coming up here in a couple weeks. Otherwise, continues to be relatively quiet. Tariff news has kind of quieted down a little bit. U.S. trade did provide some guidance on the China port fees and shipbuilding fees there late last week, and wasn't as fierce as what some folks had feared here a few weeks ago. So that offered a little support to the markets overnight as well. That is expected to start here in 180 days or around mid-October. So continue to watch weather and continue to watch any updates on tariff news. Obviously, a lot of negotiations going on with countries on an individual basis. We'll continue to keep an eye on those if any announcements come out in that regard. But as for prices here this morning, May corn at 484 and a quarter up two, July at 492 and three quarters, that's up 2.5. December corn at 466 and a quarter, that's up one quarter. May soybeans at 1033 and a quarter, down 3.25. July beans at 1044 and three quarters, down three. November soybeans 1028 and three quarters, down 3.75. May Chicago wheat 546, down 2.75. May Kansas City wheat at 555 and a quarter, down 2.25. May Minneapolis wheat at 603 and a quarter, down 3 cents. Livestock markets here started higher on the cattle, now have worked lower here. We've got June cattle at 203.77, down 30. May feeders at 286.17, that's down 67. May hogs at 91.12, up 72. June hogs at 98.55, up 52. So, like I said, pretty quiet start here to start the week. A mixed picture here so far. We'll continue to keep an eye on both weather forecast and any updates on tariff news to see if we get any guidance here as the week goes on, Kimberly.
Thanks so much, Aaron. Have a great rest of your day. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580, Illinois Soul FM 101.1, and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.